The American Trail. The American Trail. Blazed in blood. Defended in blood. Chapter 7. The Magic Wire. Washington, D.C., the night of March 2nd, 1844.
The shabby figure moves away from the shadows of the Senate building. It doesn't matter much who he is, some crackpot, a would-be inventor. You see all kinds in Washington.
Cab? You want a cab, mister?
Thank you, no.
Oh, what? Well, if it ain't the professor. Well, you're not sociable, professor. Say, is it right you want the Congress to give you $30,000 to approve your invention works? Don't tell me they're not going to give you the money.
Thick-headed oaf.
A man to be laughed at. He's a big joke around Washington. Morse. Professor Samuel Finley Breese Morse invented something he calls the telegraph. And nobody seems to care.
Senators, congressmen, 12 years of talking to them. They know my telegraph works. They've seen it work from one room to another. Why won't they believe it'll work over a long distance? Why won't they let me have the money to prove it? It's for the country's benefit.
Well, if he didn't get...
Money appropriated tonight, he may as well give up. Congress adjourns tonight. So the man's come home. Or what he's called home for several months. A big white colonial type house. Belongs to a government official who went to school with Morse. Commissioner of Patents, Ellsworth. Morse has been a house guest for several months. The big square foyer. The winding staircase. Rich carpets. Good paintings. The professor walks upstairs. His room is on the second floor. Well, it's a room. Four walls. Washstand. Writing desk. Everything in very good taste. Besides, a man has to live somewhere. A cheap lodging house, a park bench, or the hospitality of a friend. Call it charity. The professor takes off his coat, sits down on the edge of the bed.
53 years old. And a failure. A lifetime failure. Yes?
Oh, just a moment. Let me put a jacket on.
Annie Ellsworth. for